Page 64. Other important information. Additional details about any of the topics in this section are available at OregonDMV.com. A Class C non-commercial driving privilege allows you to drive a vehicle, passenger car, moped, autocycle, van, or pickup of not more than 26,000 pounds that is exempt from commercial driving license, CDL, or motorcycle endorsement requirements. How to apply. To qualify for a Class C non-commercial driving privilege, you must be at least 15 years of age to apply for an instruction permit. Be at least 16 years of age to apply for a license. Complete an electronic application. If you are under 18 years of age, your parent or legal guardian will need to sign the electronic application. If your parent or legal guardian is unable to come with you to DMV, you will need to submit Form 735-173-DP with your parent or legal guardian's signature. If emancipated or married, you must provide proof, and then a parent or legal guardian's signature is not required. Present proof of identity, date of birth, and residence address. Provide your Social Security number, SSN, or electronically certify that you do not have an SSN. If you are under 18 years of age and applying for a first-time Oregon driving privilege, a parent or legal guardian must certify that you are enrolled or attending school. If you are no longer in school, you must present a high school diploma or general education development GED certificate. Successfully complete required knowledge, vision, and drive tests. Pay applicable fees. Have your photo taken. Hats, glasses, paint, or other temporary substances on your face or contact lenses that change the appearance of the eye are not allowed. Not be suspended, revoked, or canceled in Oregon or any other state. Surrender any other driving privilege or ID card. Page 65. If you are under 18 years of age and applying for a driver license, you must have had an instruction permit for at least 6 months. Holding an out-of-state permit does count towards this requirement. You must have 100 hours of supervised driving experience or 50 hours of supervised driving experience and have taken an ODOT-approved traffic safety education course. You must present the original course completion card. Your driving experience only counts if supervised by someone at least 21 years of age who has had valid driving privileges for at least 3 years. Proof of identity and date of birth. You are required to present acceptable proof of identity and date of birth. Documents presented as proof must be original or certified copies from the issuing agency. The most common forms of proof include U.S. government-issued birth certificate, hospital-issued birth certificates, and baptismal records are not acceptable. U.S. passport or passport card, valid or expired no more than 5 years. Tribal ID card from a federally recognized tribe located in Oregon, approved by DMV. Certificate of Naturalization or Certificate of Citizenship. Employment Authorization Card, valid or expired no more than 5 years. I-766. Permanent Resident Card, valid or expired no more than 5 years. I-551. Foreign passport, valid or expired no more than 5 years. Re-entry permit, valid or expired no more than 5 years. I-327. Refugee travel document, valid or expired no more than 5 years. I-571. Consulate card, valid or expired no more than 5 years. Oregon driver license, permit or ID card, valid or expired no more than 13 years. Out-of-state driver license, permit or ID card, valid or expired no more than 1 year. Page 66. If your current legal name is different than the name shown on your identity document, you will be required to provide proof of legal name change. Proof of current residence address. You must present one document to prove your address when applying for a driving privilege. Common proof includes certification by a person who resides at the same address as you. The individual must accompany you and provide proof of the address, such as their license or ID card. Mail from a business, school, or government agency containing your first and last name. Personal mail and forwarded mail is not acceptable. A document from an educational provider. A utility hookup order, bill, mortgage document, or property tax statement. For a complete list of acceptable documents to prove identity, date of birth, legal name change, or residence address, visit OregonDMV.com. For Real ID additional requirements and information, please visit Oregon.gov/RealID for more details. Additional services: organ, eye, and tissue donation. When issued your driving privilege, you can sign up on the Oregon Eye and Tissue Donor Registry. DMV will add a heart to the front of the card with the words anatomical donor to the back of your license or permit. For additional information or to sign up to be a donor, go to donatelifenw.org or call 800-452-1369. Veteran designation. If you are a veteran, you may request a veteran designation on your license or permit. You must present a certification of release or discharge from active duty, form DD-214, or a correction to DD-214, form DD-215, showing you were discharged under honorable conditions as proof that you are a veteran. Page 67. Mandatory insurance. Oregon law requires every driver to insure their vehicles by at least these minimum amounts: bodily injury and property damage, $25,000 per crash for one person, $50,000 per crash for bodily injury for two or more persons, and $20,000 per crash for damage to the property of others. Personal injury protection. $15,000 per person for reasonable and necessary expenses 1 year after the crash for medical, dental, and other services needed due to the crash. Uninsured motorist coverage. $25,000 per person, $50,000 per crash for bodily injury. Traffic crashes. The common term for crashes, wrecks, and collisions is accidents. However, the word accident is misleading. If you crash because you were distracted, tired, or not driving defensively, it is a preventable crash, not an accident. Your responsibilities. If you have a traffic crash, you must stop. If there are no injuries and vehicles can be safely moved, move them out of the travel lanes as soon as possible. Information can be exchanged away from the actual crash scene. Give reasonable assistance to injured persons. Injured people should never be moved carelessly. Exchange information. Provide your name, address, driver license number, license plate number of your vehicle, and your insurance information to the other driver, passengers, or any injured pedestrian involved. If a person is killed or unconscious, remain at the scene of the crash until police arrive. File an accident report within 72 hours.
Form 735-32.
File a report with DMV if damage to the vehicle you were driving is over $2,500. Damage to property other than a vehicle is over $2,500. Damage to any vehicle is greater than $2,500, and any vehicle is towed from the scene due to damage from the crash. There is injury or death resulting from the crash. You are the owner of a vehicle involved in a reportable crash, and the driver fails to report the crash. Page 68. A police report does not replace your requirement to file a report with DMV. Unattended vehicles. If you hit an unoccupied vehicle, try to find the owner. If you cannot find the owner, leave a note with your name and address, along with the brief description of what happened. If you damage property other than a motor vehicle, you must also try to find the owner or someone in charge of the property to notify them of the damage. Loss of driving privileges. In order to keep your driving privilege, you must maintain a good driving record. Some of the reasons you can lose your driving privilege are driving under the influence of alcohol, drugs, or inhalants. Failing to report a vehicle crash. Driving uninsured. Too many traffic convictions. Driver improvement program. Failure to comply with court fines. This is not a complete list. For additional information on suspensions and reinstatements, go to OregonDMV.com.